from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, Mike.
What up, Mike?
How are we doing, guys?
Good. A little Hawks Olympic scouting this morning.
How about maybe a little Patty bit? Mills getting awesome. In the time machine?
No doubt.
And turning back the clock to like 2015 and just, you know, throwing rockets and bombs at Jokic and Serbia and getting that game into overtime, and then Jokic coming up big in the overtime. That was a great, great game. And there have been a lot of great games not involving Team USA in this Olympic basketball tournament. Adam Silver's got to be watching this from afar thinking, oh, boy, this is
you'll go back to the negotiation table.
This is amazing.
Hey, yeah, okay.
Well, no, it's not that. But you know what? A lot of people, I think, have correctly made the point that the NBA would be better off starting their season on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
Don't try to go up against the NBA or NFL. Start your season on Christmas Day. And run the finals into, you know, late July, mm-hmm. and now your summer vacation begins. What you are seeing right now is why they cannot do that. Because you're going to mess with the Olympics, and it's just too good.
Right.
The Olympics are too good right now, and what it's doing for basketball internationally is too much to just kind of brush aside and start the NBA season later as a result. So I think this is an example of why you're probably not going to see a substantial change going forward and when the NBA starts its season.
The other thing is, like, as much as that might be true and we can sit here and come up with different ways the NBA could be better, they just signed a $77 billion broadcast rights deal.
I think
they're doing okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're fine.
I think that they've figured out the right way to monetize themselves.
I would say so.
Yeah.
I also think they would probably get same money, maybe even more, if they started the season later.
You're right.
Because, you know, from ABC's standpoint, having the finals in July as opposed to June probably doesn't make much of a difference from a rating standpoint.
Right, probably not.
And for NBC, who I think, if I read it correctly, they go right from Sunday Night Football into Sunday Night Basketball in February, mm-hmm. after the Super Bowl. You know, potentially offsetting the season a little bit later would give them more windows on Sunday nights, but they would have to pay more for that. Maybe they don't want to. I don't know. But I hear that music. I you know, those promos are coming on, and they're playing the music, you know, for these games, and I just get chills, mm-hmm. because it is coming back.
We'll talk about the bat real quick. United, another loss. Not surprised. I don't think so and everything. And we know help is on the way, Mike. We understand that.
I hope he's good.
It's coming sooner.
Alexei Moranchuk, I hope he's good, because he needs to be. Because this is a very mediocre team without him. And I said it after the match on Sunday. I'll say it again. That was about as tough a match to watch and call as the as any in the 7 years that I've been doing Atlanta United. It was two very mediocre teams playing not to lose and trying to get the match into penalties. And not a good advertisement for League's Cup or the quality of the tournament. It's a shame because it is a really fun tournament. But, yeah, I mean, Atlanta United's got to hope that Alexi Moranchuk comes in here and is Pele at this point, right? Because
you know, like, no pressure though, man.
No pressure at all.
No pressure,
now,
Alexi.
Now Garth Lagerwey did say with us on Sunday that they are still looking at potentially signing another player in this window. If they do, it would have to be a designated player. Right. He explained to us because of just how everything sorts out right now, and it would likely be. This isn't Garth's words, but this is my analysis. It would probably have to be another attacking player. I don't know if it's a striker or a winger. Jason and I talked about this after the game on Sunday. Left wing has been just a problem for this team for 2 years, aside from a couple weeks last year where Shaundé Silva came in and played really great to start, but it just doesn't feel like he's the same player anymore. They whiffed on Derek Etienne. They've had some injury problems, and they just have not been able to figure out the left wing. So everyone's making the assumption bringing a striker to replace Yorgos Giakoumakis. Daniel Rios has done okay. Maybe you have more time to let that situation play itself out, and you can look at bringing in a winger, but the window is going to close pretty soon. And you haven't heard a lot of rumors to this point, right? So you have to hope that something is cooking and they're just keeping it very quiet.
Mike, is that usually what mediocre teams try to do to good teams? Because I was watching the women's national team soccer team, and I think they're playing Japan. And it seemed like that's what Japan's hope was.
In knockout games,
to get it.
Yeah, in knockout games, you see that a lot. And this was essentially a knockout game. And it kind of stinks, too, from a format standpoint for Atlanta United. They did not lose a match in regulation in the tournament. They don't go through because a team that did lose has just as many points as them, but won a penalty shootout head-to-head. That's tough. I'm not saying Atlanta United played well enough to deserve to advance, but it is a little bit hard luck. But, yes, in knockout games, you do see teams play a little more conservatively, a little more cautiously. I think you saw some of that on Sunday, but I also think you saw Atlanta United not able to get control of the match, and that's been a problem for them all year. Even in matches where they've played well, and in some cases even won, they've had problems getting control of matches. And I don't know what you can necessarily do on the training ground the next 2 weeks to try to find some intensity with this group. I don't know if you do Oklahoma drills in soccer or not, but somewhere they're going to have to find some intensity and some fire and a way where they can start controlling matches, or I think they're going to kind of keep climbing uphill for the remaining 9 matches of their season.
I mean, if it's just a talent on the roster thing, as it may be right now until some reinforcements get here, then it probably is hard to judge Rob Valentino on this stint. It's also hard to hear you say it's the one of the worst efforts you've seen in 7
not
years.
Not effort. I didn't say it's just a bad game.
Just the word. Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Just a boring game.
Like if you're the coach and that happens, you know what I mean? Like that's not a great job interview.
I don't think you can hold Rob too accountable though.
Okay.
Just because again, like in Major League Soccer, your differentiator between teams is the quality of your designated players.
Correct.
Okay, because those are the guys that you can pay anything to. All right, those are the Messis and the Suarez's, and now Griezmann's coming into LAFC. And like, those are your top, top, top players. Valentino had one designated player at best in the matches he's coached so far, and that was a center back.
Right.
I mean, he did have Almada for a little bit, and they were winning under Valentino with Almada. I just don't think it's totally fair to jump to any kind of conclusions, positive or negative, on Valentino because he hasn't had the luxury of attacking designated players yet. I think these final 9 matches of this season is where you can really start to evaluate, because now you are going to have Moranchuk, who is an attacking designated player. Let's see if that makes them more dynamic and if it opens things up and it gives Rob a little more of a tool chest to work with where he can – really try to put his imprint on this team.
Mike, the Falcons, they opened up with Miami this weekend. Obviously, we talked about they're down there practicing. We were talking about it because
apparently a fight occurred.
Stop, well,
stop. Apparently. Please,
please, according
stop.
To D-Led.
D-Led.
Stop. 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 Stop.
Because but if, I saw the last fight D-Led reported.
Yes.
It was not much of a fight.
It was not a fight.
More of a... Yeah. A scuffle, and maybe not even that.
No, yeah, it wasn't even that.
Do you remember, and I know the Falcons were not, I don't think they had as much talent as they had that last time, but I remember when they went down there 1 year, we watched that pieces of the game, and you remember how they got the crap kicked out.
Yeah, and we were all saying it was a red flag.
Yes, yes.
And it was very...
Remember that.
Yeah, oh, I remember it vividly.
Yes, if this, if we, because it's Tuesday, so we won't talk to you until next Tuesday. I don't anticipate that happening, but if you do see the fact that they're getting worn out like they did last time, are we, I don't say panic, but it's like, does some of the optimism maybe go away?
No, because it's different because, well, I don't know. You have improved so much in the key position in football and the position where the Falcons struggled the most last year. And Kirk Cousins is not going to be anywhere in the conversation of, oh, this team is getting whooped in a joint practice.
Right.
I don't think. So no, I don't think it defeats the optimism, but it sure brings back some PTSD of this team under, sadly, under Dan Quinn and maybe to a lesser extent under Arthur Smith, not really doing enough in the preseason to go into the regular season fully prepared.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What, last year I think was the first season opening game the Falcons had won since like 2017, I want to say.
It was the first time they were over 500 since me and Randy did the show. So,
by the way, I have details on the fight.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about it.
This is from D-Led, who, Hall of Famer, Orlando Ledbetter.
Yes.
He says, Drake London and Dolphins corner Ethan Bonner were the main combatants. The media is calling the fight a draw. But it sparked up the crowd.
There
now,
you go.
Chris Perkins.
Oh, an old, it's an old Pac-12 rivalry there.
Yeah, Chris Perkins of the Sun Sentinel.
My man right there.
Is calling it a scrum.
Okay.
A scrum, not a fight. He says there was a pass to Drake London who threw down Ethan Bonner. That's interesting.
Oh, okay.
And then someone pushed London. And maybe a dozen players started scrapping, but Chris Perkins says no huge deal.
Okay.
I get excited any time I see a tweet about a fight.
It's funny like,
because you're at the stage of training camp in the preseason right now where we pretty much know all the storylines.
Yes,
pretty
much. So something's got to happen to get us kind of in talking in a new direction. A fight in a joint practice would be that.
Ethan Bonner, a Stanford corner. So maybe Drake and him have
I'll tell you,
history going back.
Do not mess around with Stanford corners.
No.
Richard Sherman.
Oh, yeah.
John Lynch, I believe.
Yeah. Defensive back.
Defensive back.
Yeah. Yep.
Nickel corner, maybe.
Sure.
I don't know.
Let's name one more. Can we name one more?
I was trying to get you to name one more.
Was Tommy Vardell a Stanford corner? I don't know.
I've heard the name, but I could not tell you. You might be right.
I don't know.
You
might not.
Yeah.
Even.
Wow.
What? I mean, I literally kind of pulled that out of thin
air.
So
Tommy Vardell.
Yeah. Touchdown,
Tommy. He was a fullback.
Touchdown.
He
did fullback.
Tommy Vardell. Okay.
But he did play at Stanford.
All right, well, it's half right.
Tommy Vardell.
Hey, man, whatever.
Whatever.
Stanford football player nonetheless. Well done, Mike.
See you guys.
All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.